This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. The Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office says it has made arrests in relation to alleged threats made towards students at East Ouachita Middle School and Ouachita Parish High School. The 14-year-old reportedly made the threats on social media. He is now in custody. Slidell Senator Sharon Hewitt has made her candidacy for governor official today. The Republican has served in the state Senate since 2016. If elected, Hewitt would be the state's first female Republican governor. The 64-year-old says she is one of the first female executives at Shell Oil, and she oversaw Shell's central deepwater assets in the Gulf.
I've negotiated big deals with multinational companies. And so I'm prepared to bring new companies and opportunities to our state.
After Abita Springs Republican Representative Larry Fryerman learned there isn't a law to help mothers recover half of their pregnancy-related medical expenses from the father, he's filed legislation to change that. The bill only focuses on medical expenses during pregnancy because there's already laws for child support. The legislation requires proof of paternity.
I made it very clear that the mother has to prove paternity before she can file a petition to get that money.
And the Mega Millions jackpot is up to $1.35 billion with a cash value option of $709 million, making today's jackpot the second largest in Mega Millions history. And Louisiana Lottery spokesperson Dustin Anderson says there's still a $50,000 unclaimed Powerball ticket. I'm Corey Crow.